Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, sorry about the phlegm. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot of medical news to talk about. Really quickly, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is the home of the Resort Corridor. It's the home of the Strip. It's the home of that big, huge Ferris wheel that everybody looks at that is pretty cool looking. I haven't been on it. Home of Circus Circus, home of the UNLV Rebels, the Running Rebels. And Pawn Stars, some of the Pawn Stars, okay? Let me tell you, Vegas is becoming more famous because of Pawn Stars than anything else. I mean, you would think Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. put Vegas on the map. Now Vegas is on the map because of Pawn Stars. So yesterday there was an exclusive press conference as Marco Rubio came into town. Marco Rubio wanted to see Pawn Stars, was also getting the endorsement from Rick Harrison, who owns Pawn Stars and the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, as well as does the famous show, and has had me on a few times trying to get the biggest buck I can for my medical antiques. Nobody wants to buy my medical antiques, but I could use them to Rick. And so I got to go, and it was great, you know, because I consider myself a reporter. You know, I do, like, health reporting, never did political reporting. You know, so I get there, and I'm looking all good, you know, and I'm, you know, flirting with the security guys, because I know the security guys, they're all great, you know. Love flirting with security. There's something about somebody, you know, who's in that kind of power, you know, that could just kind of take you down Krav Maga style, you know, and handcuff you and subdue you. I love a man who could subdue me. So anyway, I had a great time, and then all of a sudden, like, press? You need to get back there. And I'm like, oh, I'm press. You know, so I got myself out there, and I always have a list of questions to go, but I knew I would only get one chance. Marco Rubio was there, very, very handsome. You know, I spoke some Spanish to him, you know, mucho gusto, you know, like, ah, you know, Marco Rubio. You know, está muy, 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 muy guapo. And he goes, claro que sí. No, he didn't say that. But anyway, you know, so he comes and, you know, people are asking him questions about, you know, Yucca Mountain and the Boy Scouts. You know, and I'm like, you know what, I got a good question for you here. And I was so eloquent. And I got in there because there were like two more questions. I go, two more questions. And I just got right in there. You know, being the only woman reporter there, you know, I had to really, you know, what women do, you know, when they need to kind of dart out in front of men is they go booby first, you know, and so I, not that I was trying to show anybody my boobies, but, you know, my head, I can't headbutt. Women don't do that. If you notice, women don't headbutt like men, but they go first with their chest. Actually, this is a very instinctive evolutionary move. Think about it. Okay, we need to protect our uteruses and we need to protect our heads. So what's the one thing that is expendable? Our breasts. So I just busted through, and I'm like, Sender, you know, I asked him about, you know, how do we handle healthcare? You know, I'm sick of us always having to be on the defensive, you know, with the GOP being always told that they're, you know, anti-woman, you know, anti-Semitic, anti-healthcare. How do we go on the offense of fixing this healthcare system when we're so busy playing defense? And when Obamacare put us on the defensive stance of it, and it was a lot more eloquent than that, and he answered my question beautifully. I was so busy taking selfies and, you know, and high-fiving my fellow pressmen, you know, going, that was a damn good question, that was a damn good question, that I might not have gotten the whole answer. But, no, basically he said what he said in his, you know, campaign before. We gotta get health insurance reform. We need to be able to manage health care across state lines. You know, and we're going to have him on the show and talk about that some more. But most importantly is, you know, I got a couple good selfies. And so then they're like, okay, press, you could leave. I'm like, yeah, I'm pressed. Bye. See you, Rick. You know, Rick's like, what the hell are you doing here, man? Like, I'm here. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I got a lot. I have a lot to report on you know, what's going on with healthcare, et cetera. So it was a real, real true honor. And I was very impressed. I thought Marco Rubio extremely, extremely well well spoken, did very, very well with his answers. You know, good for Pawn Stars and Rick Harrison, you know, jumping out there and you know, taking a political stand. You know, people in the show business industry, and Rick Harrison was talking about this on Mark Levin once, you know, where, you know, once somebody in the media, you know, in Hollywood, you know, finds out where you land politically, there's a lot of ostracizing that happens. And, you know, it's frustrating because there's a lot of people out there who we need to voice their opinion, and they don't need to say they're Democrat or Republican. I don't want somebody just saying they're aligned with a party. All right? I just want somebody saying when something is right, it's right, and when something is wrong, it's wrong. You know, get rid of this whole party thing, this whole Republican-Democrat thing. All right? You know, fixing our health care system could be a bipartisan thing. All right? You know, let's get Sean Penn and Alec Baldwin and George Clooney to say something that makes sense. You don't have to just align politically, but I understand. I get, you know, how things work. I get that. But, you know, anyway, so good for Rick. Shout out to them. They do a lot in this community, and they've done a lot for Vegas, so I'm pretty, pretty proud of them. And honestly, awesome meeting Marco Rubio. Great guy. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of you guys still don't know what the hell to do with your vegetables to get the maximum amount of the nutrition. Well, we have a team of nutritionists now that are going to tell us what to do with our vegetables. And I know a lot of you guys want to tell me what to go do with my vegetables, but keep it clean. All right, we're also going to be talking about how the CDC is saying 150 people possibly came into contact with that man who died from Lassa fever. Remember we talked about Lassa fever? Similar to Ebola, but not supposed to be as infectious. But the CDC is still, you know, because Lassa is a hemorrhagic fever, just like Ebola. However, and he came from Liberia. But the CDC has been on the hunt for anybody he's been in contact with to see if they have symptoms. So we're going to tell you about what happened there. There's a report that smoking is plunging families into poverty because parents are choosing the smokes over buying food. We'll talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom and Deanna for working the dials. Yeah, Tom had to recruit some lady power to help him out. I gotta tell you, I'm just too much woman for him to handle. So he needed to recruit some extra help. Good for you, Tom. Smart. Very good executive decision there. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you guys have plenty of other choices, and the fact that you aren't swayed by those much more tempting choices is like super, super cool. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I don't know what to say about these tar balls. You know, coming up on the shore. Remember a few days ago they had to close, Manhattan Beach? You know, these are, we've been worried about the health risks that we've been starting to follow from studies from the Gulf oil spill. Remember the Gulf oil spill that happened back in 2011? And so I don't think we know the full degree and the full gamut of what it can cause. We know that there's benzene, and we've talked about benzene. Benzene is very, very toxic. That can be absorbed through your tissues, absorbed through your skin, which is why we have to close a beach whenever there are oil spills. Right? We're also concerned that sometimes these oil spills or this exposure could put you at risk for liver cancer, leukemia, etc. So I don't think we still have any long-term effects quantified as to what happened with the BP oil spill. But right now we're watching what's happened with in California, where they had to close Manhattan Beach and close the beaches because the oil spill they had there. Now, studies in the past have shown that these types of exposures to the chemicals could cause bone marrow damage. And remember, bone marrow makes your blood. So if you have damaged your bone marrow, then you could be more at risk of having low blood counts or leukemia, myeloma, as well as liver damage. And they even found gallbladder cancer. So we'll keep you guys posted as we see that. Again, I'm not saying that everybody in California is unfortunately at risk for that by any means, or anybody that was exposed to the Gulf oil spill. But when people say, really, okay, you know, tar balls, really, you know, we're exposed to tar a lot in our life. We're exposed to, you know, I would say, you know, the less exposure, the better. There's other places to swim. I'm not sure. I used to always go to Zuma Beach. Okay. I'm not sure if Zuma Beach is still as pretty and clean as it was. I really like going to the beach. If you want a beach that's kind of quiet, I like going to near Oxnard. You know, you start driving towards Ventura. There are some really cute little inexpensive hotels on the beach that are beachfront. And I like to go there because I'm cheap. And nice beaches. I like beaches that are kind of open. No, I don't do nude beaching. Although there was a nude beach, by the way, up near Lake Tahoe, part of the lake. There was this little cove. Right, my friend took me there. He's like, "Yeah, we're gonna go check out this beach." I'm like, "Wait, it's like everybody here's naked." I kept my clothes on, but of course I didn't. I'm like, "I'm not gonna be naked on a nude beach." Okay, there's other people that can be looking at my boobies. No way. But that was the only time I've ever been at a nude beach. Okay, and then what else was I talking about? All right, so anyway, the U.S. Coast Guard is coordinating a cleanup effort. They say right now 6.5 miles of beach have been affected. They say they have teams in the air, on the water, and on the beaches doing cleanup right now. I mean, they got on this fast. You know, they did. So right now there's 50 cleanup crews, and another 30 are going to be joining them today. The U.S. Coast Guard has sent samples to a lab in Connecticut, and California Fish and Wildlife are going to be taking their samples as well and sending them to a lab in Sacramento. The U.S. Coast Guard is not ruling out any connections to the previous incident. Remember, there was a previous oil spill. Now, all of a sudden, there were these oil balls showing up on the beach. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. But those are tar balls. I know a lot of you guys are like, "Oh, they're so cute." No, there's nothing cute about a tar ball. Again, you want to be careful of the benzene. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The EPA is going to propose lowering requirements for ethanol in gasoline. Okay? The Obama administration proposed renewable fuel standard that is not supposed to have much of an impact on gas prices. You know, the gas prices are so damn bad, I don't really see if anything was going to impact it. I probably wouldn't see much, because as far as I'm concerned, it's already, you know, as high as I couldn't have ever possibly imagined, but we won't go there. That's a whole different subject for another day. I'm not a big connoisseur on gas and ethanol in there, all right? But they're hoping to address global warming, reduce dependence on foreign oil, bolster the rural economy, and so you needed a steady increase in the amount of renewable fuels like the corn-based ethanol that gets blended into the gasoline. This new proposal would reduce the amount required by more than 4 billion gallons in 2015, 3 billion gallons the next year. So, whether people are going to, whether we're going to see that that's going to now mess with these industries I believe it will. I mean, it all seems to trickle everywhere. But, ethanol producers obviously aren't really, really happy with that one. In a bid to them, the administration said that the Agricultural Department is going to invest up to $1 million to help improve their infrastructure for delivering the ethanol to cars, such as fuel pumps, etc. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Can we move on from the environmental news? Nope, here we got this one. The live anthrax found in a U.S. military shipment to Australia. You guys heard about that? Live anthrax had been found in a 2008 sample sent to Australia from the same U.S. Army facility identified this week for more recent mistaken shipments to 9 states and an air base in South Korea. Now, the U.S. official, which is speaking on anonymity, did not know what kind of facility in Australia received the sample. It would be nice for them to figure that out. And the sample was supposed to be inactive. The discovery was made during the investigation into the U.S. Army's Dugway proving ground in Utah that was cited for other mistaken shipments. The Pentagon says there are no suspected infections or risk to the general public. I don't know what the hell is going on here. You know, is it just me? Or does it seem like nobody has their poop together? Right? The IRS has thousands of our IDs and information stolen. We have hackings. We have anthrax being shipped where it shouldn't be. I here's the thing. All right, so one article had talked about not human error. Okay, so if something got shipped, are we having robots doing the shipment? I mean, I understand that you have computers, etc., but apparently an army chief here in this article is saying human error was likely not cause of this anthrax mistake. Now, I get that there's computer glitches, etc., but we humans are supposed to be overseeing the computers. That's our job. And so having something like this happen, and I get really, I worked in a lab. All right, and the one thing that I noticed working in a lab was the tediousness and the repetitiveness of all your controls and all your checks and balances. General Ray Odierno, the Army Chief of Staff, told reporters the problem may have been failure in the technical process of the killing or inactivating anthrax samples. The process in this case might not have completely killed the samples as intended before they were shipped. Yeah, I mean, if you could blame something else and not the human, why not? I get that. But, like, look at what happened with the Amtrak crash. We are starting to have more calls for less humans being involved with a situation. Now, one thing we need to discuss, all right, because I have an email that I want to read you next segment, talking about the brightness of the future generations. You know, are we starting to lose some of our keenness, instinct, smartness? Are we giving birth to dumber generations? Okay? Now, I'm not saying somebody who was working at the CDC was dumb by any means, but we're hearing of these mistakes that shouldn't happen. Now, again, with the Amtrak crash, we have no idea if something hit the, it looked like something might have hit the windshield, and that might have caused there to be some sort of a chaotic environment in the conductor area such that, the plane late, or the train crashed. So still, the jury's not out with that. But we're hearing more and more that human error is the cause of a lot of things. And it's going to push for more drive for things to be automated. Remember they were talking about how planes should maybe be automated and controlled from, the flight towers? That scares me. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I could sing. I know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Are humans getting dumber? Brad writes, Doc, it seems everywhere I go, people are stupid. He says, I don't mean that in a condescending sense. They are just plain unintelligent. Simple common sense is lacking. I feel like I know more than the average person, he writes, and I was a D student myself in school. Even doctors appear dumber. I had to tell my doctor. Now, where did you get that? I had to tell my doctor what was going on, and he looked at me like, huh? Just my humble opinion. Okay, This is actually a very, very good email. There's actually been studies. There was a study that came out a couple years ago saying that human intelligence has declined since the Victorian era. Do you guys remember that study? There was this, I pulled it up over the break. Dr. Jean Ten Nieuwenhuis, professor of work and organizational psychology at the University of Amsterdam, found that as you have women of higher intelligence starting to have less children, you have less genetically intelligent children being born. There was a negative association between IQ and fertility that they say has been demonstrated time and again in research over the last century. Now, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with that because there's almost a little bit of a hint that high intelligence and less children, meaning high intelligence means they're working, have maybe higher jobs. And no, because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, in my family, I was the one that went the farthest with education, but I am the stupidest one in the family. Okay? You know, my, family members who dropped out of college can blow me away on an intelligence scale far more. So I really don't like rating scholastic achievement and comparing that to how intelligent and bright somebody could be. And we've talked about street smarts, etc. But according to this doctor, they said that they analyzed the results of 14 intelligence studies between 1884 and 2004, including one by Sir Francis Galton, an English anthropologist and cousin of Darwin. Each study gauged participants' so-called visual reaction times, how long it took them to press a button, and the reaction time reflects a person's mental processing speed, and so it's considered an indication of general intelligence. Again, something else I would probably want to argue. And I guess they found that visual reaction times seemed to increase. The reaction time increased, which means the person was thinking slower. Here's the thing. With the advent of video games and computers and clicking, I think a lot of our reaction times are actually a lot quicker now. But that's not the problem we're seeing. All right, so here's an example. Okay, my husband called an office to ask, you know, if I was there. And, you know, he still goes, you know, hey, you know, is Dahlia there? You know, and, you know, the person answered, yes. And so my husband thought they were, you know, running to get me or going to, you know, get me or find me. And he's like, hello? And they're like, yeah, hi. Are you getting her? Oh, is that what you wanted? And you know, when things like that happen, is it because we're distracted? Or is it because we just don't think like we used to? Now, you know, we talked about how smartphones make you dumb. You know, you don't have to now remember your mother's phone number. You don't have to remember somebody's birthday. You don't even have to remember your social security. You just walk around with your little tablet and you look stuff up. So we're using our brains less. We're putting less to memory. There's people arguing that they don't have to learn Spanish later because there's Google Translate. You know, and we're going to have software later where we could talk into the phone and it will spew out the translation in whatever language we want to speak, so we don't have to go through the effort of learning languages. Well, knowing languages is a sign of intelligence. Being able to comprehend multiple languages and speak multiple languages is a sign of intelligence. So we're definitely failing on that level. You know, hopefully we don't just rely on Google Translate or an app and we learn multiple languages. But a big thing that I think is hurting, and I see this with my kids, and I love my kids, and my kids are very smart, but there is no way they would have survived when I grew up, or when my parents grew up, or their parents grew up. It's just, they're not forced to think like we did, you know? I mean, you know, in the olden days, even way before my time, you know, you had to get up and tend a farm. So, I mean, you knew the inner workings of your farm, or you knew the inner workings of your dad's store, right? Because you had to work there and you had to help out. So you knew a lot more. We were at a place in Page, Arizona this past weekend when we were visiting Lake Powell. And we went to some hamburger shop that everybody said was good. And it looked like a little 10-year-old kid was back there working. And he was all over the place. It looked like he could run the place. And you could tell that was somebody that probably was put to work very, very early on. Our kids these days aren't. Yeah, they're in school. Maybe there's longer school hours, and maybe they have more homework. But are they really doing hands-on type stuff? Are they helping dad with the car? Are they cooking dinner? You know, are they, fixing stuff at the house? Are they, you know, and things are automating. You know, I talked to my husband about we got to teach your kids how to change oil, how to fix their car. You know, but when you lift the hood, it's all foreign. It's all computer and fuel injection and all sorts of new, you know, it's not as simple as you having a Camaro or whatever in the past, or me, my Chevy Chevette, where it was all kind of clanky and, you know, you could just sit there and fix and replace some parts. Things are newer now. You know, like I would love my kids to know how to drive stick shift. Stick shift, when you drive stick shift, it actually incorporates some very basic type of intelligence and inner workings with your brain, where when I first got behind a stick shift, it wasn't difficult to drive. It was actually very logical. We're starting to hit a section of the road. You feel it. When you feel it, you shift and you move. You learned how to move when you felt something. You know, and that idea of feel, go to the brain and act is something a lot of people don't have. Okay? I feel hungry. Well, then they go and get some fast food. Or they order a pizza. Where is that? Okay, you know, I'm going to be hungry. I got to plan my food. I got to plan my, you know, things are just so easy for people right now. And true, there's people starving. There's poverty, etc. But I definitely see that, we're not having a very sly, shrewder generation as we used to. And it's frustrating me. So I understand why it's frustrating you. I don't want to say people are dumb. I don't want to say that. It's just we're having unused and untapped brain matter. And how do you do that? And I mean, I'm trying to train my kids every day to think. You know, you have a situation, think your way out of it. No, well, you know, the power's out, so I'll just, flip the flashlight on my iPhone. And do what? And just sit there? Why don't we figure out why the power's out? Why don't we get some candles, light some candles? Well, we don't have candles. I don't even know where the flashlights are. Why don't you know where the flashlights are? Because I have my phone? No, we should be better prepared than that. You know, it's just we're not being prepared. By the way, the comment about the doctor looking at you and going, huh? Okay, no. To get through medical school, you have to have a degree of intelligence. You have to be able to deduce. You have to be able to strategize. You have to be able to choreograph patient plans, etc. So my guess is maybe he said, huh, because he maybe wasn't paying attention. But then that brings on the subject of distraction. We are always distracted. Our phones are going off. We are just always being distracted. And that's an issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so maybe we get you to eat 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. All right, let's say we get you to that point. And if you're starting to notice, a lot of reports out there are saying 5. All right, because I think 9 is scaring a lot of people. But it's not that hard to do, because if you have, you know, a cup of orange juice, you know, and you have some grapes, and you have some sliced tomato, you already got three out of the way on breakfast. See what I mean? So you got fruits and vegetables, okay? And then you get, salad, and you add some bell pepper, and I really don't, guys, I'm out of ideas. But anyway, all right, we have a group of nutritionists telling us it's not what you eat, but how you prepare it, and that makes a very big difference, all right? And that there's a whole bunch of tricks you could use, but also things you need to avoid when preparing your food. Okay, so let's see if they have all these infographics. I think they're easier to read than to read the font. So, for example, okay, they say avoid boiling the vegetables. You have much far greater vitamin loss than microwaving the vegetable or steaming the vegetable. My father-in-law is in town, and he had suggested at dinner the other night to actually take Brussels sprouts and lightly roast them. Yeah, I know. I was just rolling off my seat, clutching my stomach muscles, not wanting to vomit because, I hate Brussels sprouts. Those Brussels sprouts are probably the most disgusting. I almost hate them as much as mushroom. I mean, that's how bad I hate Brussels sprouts. But you know what? He's a guest. Humor the man. Of course, my son trying to kiss up. I love Brussels sprouts. I'm like, really? All right. But anyway, my father-in-law suggested roasting Brussels sprouts. So yeah, honestly, any help we could get on getting Brussels sprouts in is. Puree. They say cooked vegetables and stir them into sauces is an easy way to get your five vegetables a day. So like tomato sauce, but you could also throw in your peppers. You could throw in onions. So when you're making certain sauces, I agree with that. That's actually a very brilliant idea. Yeah, it may not have as many vitamins as you think, but you're still getting them and you're still getting fiber. Okay? Rinse the vegetables. Do not soak them. Don't sit there and go, well, I'll just soak the vegetables because I don't have time to sit there and rinse each and every one. No. Rinsing rather than soaking. And then they say add a little bit of fat to the vegetable, like olive oil or cheese, because the fat helps your body absorb nutrients more efficiently. It's true. Get me spinach or broccoli and just lather it up with cheese. All right? And I could eat that. Naomi Haynes of Goodness Direct is the team behind these new infographics and the AIM infographic picture. And this AIM is to encourage people to realize the big impact of making little tiny changes in the kitchen. Good for her. I think that's great. She's a trained nutritionist. Okay, what else do they say? Okay, let's say you're cutting up potatoes. All right, do not peel the potatoes. Keep the potatoes with the skin. Okay, if you look at 300 grams of potatoes without the skin, you get 5% your RDA of iron, 37% your RDA of vitamin C. But if you leave the skin, you get 18% of your RDA in iron and 48% of your vitamin C. Remember, the skin is pretty important. They also say when you're chopping up your vegetables, see, you guys are learning something. I know. When you're chopping up your vegetables, all right, do them as large as possible. The less surface area exposed, the less vitamins will be lost during cooking. So that's interesting. So if you have little baby pieces, there's going to be more surface area on that baby piece than if you have a big piece per capita of the vitamin. You get that? So the bigger it is, the more of a chance you got vitamins still lurking on the inside. Juice. When you're juicing fruit, put the fiber back. You know how you juice the fruit? You take the orange and you put it on the orange juicer, and then all the fiber comes in, and you try to strain out the pulp. You pour the juice. They say throw the fiber in there. You need the fiber. Okay? Lettuce. A lot of us stick the whole lettuce back in the fridge, and they say tear the lettuce up before you store it. They say the plant responds to the threat of producing phytonutrients, which increases the concentration of antioxidants. If you keep it in the fridge, you could do so around a day, but not much longer because it'll decay. And they say take, split up the pieces. Now, iceberg lettuce is in, iceberg lettuce is in a lot of, salads, but iceberg looks like it's mostly water. They say definitely try to change to a spinach salad because you get a lot of vitamin A and vitamin C. Even romaine lettuce does better. And then there's that lettuce, you know, those dark greens, they call it rocket, rocket lettuce, okay? Avoid pre-made dressings. Pre-made dressings have a bunch of additives. They say instead, use olive oil and balsamic vinegar. And I agree with that. Olive oil and balsamic vinegar is good, but sometimes I love a raspberry vinaigrette. I think raspberry vinaigrette is so damn cool. So I love that. I'm like, oh, raspberry vinaigrette, my food. Okay, seasons. They say season with black pepper. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Season with black pepper. It has been shown to increase absorption of nutrients, including your selenium, vitamin B, and vitamin C. So that's pretty cool. I had no idea. Another thing I didn't know is they say when you chop up garlic, let it rest for about 10 minutes. This allows its allicin, which is, I guess, healthy and it enhances flavor and it allows the allicin to form. All right, now what else should we do? How else should we pair some foods? They go put your vitamin C foods with your iron-rich foods, like your lemon and your broccoli. The vitamin C helps your body absorb iron more effectively. So maybe have lemon juice on your green vegetable. Now, here's the other thing which is very interesting. They say the firmer the pasta, the lower the glycemic index. I got to learn how that happens because you would think the pasta is just the pasta and the longer it cooks, the more it would burn up the sugar. But they say al dente has a lower glycemic index and your body ends up not so much, that glycemic index doesn't so much mean how much sugar is packed in it, but how your body can break that sugar down. And apparently you stay fuller longer if you eat al dente. That's pretty nice, pretty nice. I didn't know that. I love learning stuff. Next, sugar. If you could swap your sugar that has no iron, no calcium, no potassium, but let's say 100 grams is about 387 calories, swap it for some honey. Honey will give you iron, honey will give you potassium, and less calories. Cinnamon, get this. They say cinnamon has 100% RDA of calcium. Oh my God, I'll like Cinnamon Toast Crunch all day long. 12% potassium and 46% RDA of your iron. All right, cut down on salt by adding ginger, chilies, garlic, cumin, turmeric. That'll kind of help you with your, with spicing things up. Now you could use less salt. So this was pretty, pretty cool. I have to admit, you know, we get a lot of nutrition news. But something like this is definitely up my alley because I like to chop little things into little bitty bits. Chop them bigger. Makes some sense. Mix a little fat with your vegetables, fine by me, and your lettuce we already knew about, and the al dente, I didn't know that. So that's pretty cool. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so smoking is putting us into poverty. And does money really help people quit smoking? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.